From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Iran faces a Friday deadline to make good on its nuclear safeguard commitments to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Last week, Iran said publicly that it will stop its uranium enrichment activities, allow more intrusive and surprise inspections of nuclear facilities, and document fully its nuclear activities. So far, the country has turned over 200 pages of documents. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
This current stage of Iran's nuclear drama began last summer when IAEA inspectors discovered traces of highly enriched uranium at two facilities in Iran. The Iranians claimed the bomb-grade uranium came from contaminated equipment they imported for their nuclear program. Before that, Iran had insisted the equipment had not been imported. This left IAEA inspectors skeptical about the whole story, according to Robert Einhorn, the former Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation Policy.
They believe it's plausible that the Iranians imported contaminated equipment, but they also believe it's plausible that the Iranians have begun enriching illegally.
This led to a meeting of the IAEA's Board of Governors in September, which set October 31st as a deadline for Iran to stop the uranium enrichment and allow much greater access through what's known as the Additional Protocol for IAEA inspectors. The action of the Board of Governors was a shock to Iran, according to Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, who testified today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Armitage remains skeptical that Iran will do everything it has pledged to do, and he said there still may be additional punitive actions if it does not.
Whether you would take the noncompliance and move them towards the UN Security Council and possibly to sanctions or put them on probation or give them an ankle bracelet, those are things that we have to consider and consider with our colleagues in Europe and the non-aligned movement. It's the most important thing is having gotten solidarity thus far, we have to maintain it.
Just a few days ago, the Iranian Foreign Ministry announced it had stopped uranium enrichment. Then it backtracked and said it was discussing such an action. Iranian officials have declared that any suspension of uranium enrichment will be only temporary. There is already a team of IAEA inspectors in Iran, and more are on the way. But experts such as Robert Einhorn believe eventually Iran will have to go beyond measures like these to convince the world it is not bent on acquiring nuclear weapons.
In the long run, it's going to be important for Iran to forswear those capabilities on a permanent basis and dismantle existing facilities and stop building new facilities.
Iran says it needs uranium enrichment to provide nuclear fuel for civilian nuclear power plants it is planning to build. Some experts say the U.S. will eventually have to acquiesce in Iran's desire for nuclear energy, but the Bush administration is not buying that, as Deputy Secretary Armitage made clear today.
Unlike North Korea, this is a nation awash in energy. Fourth largest reserves of petroleum, the second largest in gas. So for them to say they need civilian nuclear reactors seems to me to be a bit incredulous.
Armitage said the administration is prepared to engage in limited direct discussions with the Iranian government on certain issues, such as Afghanistan and Iraq, but not on the nuclear issue. In the longer run, say some experts like Rose Gottemuller of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the United States ought to take part in a discussion with the Iranians that will include a realistic assessment of their security needs.
At the present time, I think they feel that their security interests are being endangered by their regional situation. They complain quite a bit about the U.S. Army being on two borders, Afghanistan and Iraq. Perhaps nuclear weapons at the moment look like the only way that they can solve those security problems.
If that is the belief in Iran, it has set itself on a collision course with the United States that is unlikely to change, even if it does take the actions required by the IAEA deadline on Friday. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.